We are on Daf Chof Dalet Amid Aleph. Let us quickly go over the Kash of the Gemara. Rami deramaya adaramaya, Rami derabonon adarabonon. The Gemara's asking, we have a stira and Rav Meir and a stira of the Rabbonon. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Ein isha pa'ide maiso sheini b'loi chaymish. An isha cannot be pa'ide maiso sheini b'loi chaymish. Rav Shimon ben Elozo Eimer mishim Rabbi Meir, isha pa'ide maiso sheini b'loi chaymish. So here Rav Meir is the one that holds she can be paida without a chaimish, and the Tanakama holds that if she is paida maisa sheini, she has to be maisa for chaimish. And Rashi says, "Ein isha paida maisa sheini, kosalke daitach be maisa sheini, shehu mistei baila." The maisa sheini grew from her husband's field. Shehi ke baila. And the pidyon that she makes is equivalent to the pidyon of Baila, the Korina lei mi maisoi. And that's the loche, that if a person is poide mi maisoi, he has to be maisef achaymish. And she is ke Baila, chedemafarish lova ozu. And Rav Meir says, isha poide beloi chaymish. The lav di dohu, it's not her tvue, it's the two of her husband. The ein maisifin chaimish al pidyin maisos vagdashis elo bailam. Only the bailam a maisif a chaimish, and this concept of hike baila, Rameh doesn't hold. So the Gemara now wants to elaborate to understand what exactly this, the case of the Baraisa. Heichi dami. Ilemi mezuzi debal. The husband, her husband gave her money to be paid it. Umaisa debal, and the maisa sheni grew by the husband's field. So then, it's irrelevant that she is being paid it. Shlichusei debal ka'ovda. So then she is doing the shlichus of the Baal. It's his money. It's his maisa sheini. No, the etzem maisa pidyon is being done through his wife, bishlichusai. So there is no reason why there should not be a sofes chaimish. So that can't be the case. The Elo bizuzi dida will say it's not speaking about the husband's money. It's speaking about her money. Umaisa didei, and it's speaking about his maisa, her money and his maisa. So the Gemara asks, that is also not the correct pshat in the Baraisa. Ish amarachmone veloy isha. What does Rashi say? Shlichusei ovdo. Or my time with the man da oma paidim veloy chaimish. So then Rameir is very difficult. Ela bezuzi dido, the nichsei meluk, she has money. Umaiser didei misadoisav. So here the Gemara all of a sudden brings a pasuk. Ish amarachmane v'loi isha. Ish mi maisrei amarachmane, and ish that is paide his maiser. V'loi isha mi maiser baila. Not if an isha is poide her husband's maiser. The isha is a miut on a wife. The isha ke'acher domye. Before Rashi had mentioned kasal kedaitoch, shehi ke baila. So if she's like baila, so it's one unit, her money, his money, it's all one. So the Gemara says, that's not true. Loi, I have a miut. Ish mi maisa, v'loi isha mi maisa baila. The Isha Ka'achel Domye. So therefore, if it's not one unit, there's no din of Ishta Kigufay over here. So it's her money and his Maisa. So she's not a Bailam on the Maisa Shaini. So there's no reason why there should be a Sofis Chaimish. So what's the Svar of the Tana Kamet? Elola. So we have to say that the case is as follows. Ki hai gavne. The akne lo achel mone. Someone was makne to her amone. But va'om alo amenash shetivdi boy es hamaisa. And he said, but I'm not giving it to you. It should be yours legamri. It's yours only for pidyon maisa. That means this agbole that the nation is making, he wants that this money should not be loaned to the Baal. It should be hers only for pidyon maisa. We had mentioned yesterday that Rashi's shita is that just like Metzias Ha'isha belongs to the Baal, legamri, Yad Isha Kiyad Baila or Masha Kons Isha Kona Baila is within by Matone. But now, when this person gave her the Matone, he put Hagbolis on this Matone. I'm not giving it to you, Legamri. It's yours only for Pinyin Maisa without a Sofis Chaimish. That's why I'm giving it to you, that it should be yours. It should not become the Bailam. Now, we have a similar machlokes by Eved Ivri, by Eved Knani. If someone gave the Eved Knani money, Amunasha Teitzabe Lecheirus, will this help that it does not become the Mamin Ha'odain and the Eved is Yaitza Yidei Atzmoy? So there, Rameh, this was Abeloso Zakimte, Rameh said that he's not Yaitza Lecheiris, because any kinyan whatsoever that the Eved acquires, automatically it becomes the momin of the Odin, so therefore it cannot be used for Shicho. And the Rabbanon hold that if such a Hagbola, such a condition was made with this Matone, so it does not transfer to the Bailam, and it's considered the domim, the money of the Eved, and it could be paidai de atzmai. So the Gemara wanted to say that that is the case over here. That someone had given her money, amanashe tivta baya samaisa. And what does it say over here? The Tanakama holds, it doesn't help, it becomes the moment of the Baal. And Rameya holds it does help. So the Gemara asks, Ve'ivcha shemanalu, and by Eved we said, Pungfaker. By Eved we said, Rameya holds it doesn't help, and the Chomim holds it does help, and here it's Pungfaker, Rameya says it does help. The Chomim say it doesn't help. We had mentioned yesterday on Marsha, the Marsha was Ma'irah, Tosfos brought down Ashitas Hari, that the Ri wanted to differentiate between Masha Kona Isha Kona Bailo, Masha Kona Ebed Kona Rabbi. And the Ri had said that by Isha, what does not help by Ebed, according to Rameya, helps by Isha. And therefore, the Ri said, according to Rameya, I feel according to Rabbi Leza, Amada Chasonai Anomi Menu, it will help, according to Rameya, if when he gives the Matone Lebitoi, he'll say, Mashat Noiseis Venoisenis Lepich, it's only yours to eat, so this will help by Isha, even though this does not help by Eved. This was the Shita Sari. So we mentioned yesterday that the Marsha asks a kasha, so according to the Ri, what is the kasha Rameyer of the Rameyer? Kakert. Ein betoises vetim tzanachas. Rameyer speaking about by Eved. So then this condition does not help to overcome the halacha of Masha kon Eved kon a rabbi. Masha ain't came by Isha, it does help. So it's not kasha the Rameyer of the Rameyer. So the Marsha says, the kasha is ve'ibche shemanelu abal kaponim, but we find it's the hepech of Eved. By Eved, Rameya was the machmer, and the chachamim were the mekilim, and here it's punfakert. Rameya is the mekel, and the chachamim are the machmirim. So that's from the Gemara's kasha. This is what the Masha says. Let us just see Rashi. Amana shetif di boy, shetia ki ish acha livdois beloi chaimish. It should not be the money of the Baal. You should be like a stranger. It's yours for pidyon. Rabban and Savri kamolokni konile bailo. He can't make agbolas and kadishes in this matone. Whatever is ours is the husband's. So it's the husband's money. So when she makes the pidyon, this is the Baal's money, the Baal's Maisa Shaini. So there's a Chiyuv Chaimish. It's considered like the Bailim is being paid the Maisrei, which you are Maisa Vachaimish. This we were up to yesterday. Omar Abaye, Epoch, Sabaye said, it's a very good kasha, Ipre Shemanole. So it's Fagreis this Paraisa, Epoch. So what's Epoch? So Rameya holds your Amaisif Achaimish. And the Chachamim hold, you're not Moisev HaChemish. So then it's the same Mahalach that we had before. According to the Marsha, I don't understand how Epoch will solve the situation on the Kashi, yes, on the Ri. The Ri had said that by Isha, we have a Gemara in the Dorim, that if a person gives his daughter Mois, it should be mashav noises v'naisanes lepich, afilu according to Rameya, this helps. Because the schus ha-baal is weaker than the schus ha-odayim. So if a person makes hagbolis in the maton he's given to his daughter, the baal will not be koine. That is what the Ri had said. So I don't understand, according to the Marsha, so how does Epoch help? The kasha of, it's a punfaker to mahalach and by Eved, that kasha is for Emfert. But we still have l'chayre the Marsha's kasha with other teretz. According to the Ri, why should Rameya hold that you have to be Moisev HaChaimish if Rameya and the Dorim holds that the Hagbola of Mashat Naises Venaisanis Lepich helps to be matter that she's permitted, that her father's permitted to give her this. It's not called he's being Mahane his son-in-law. About Kaponim, I don't understand this too well, so about that's what the Gemara says. Omar Abaye Epoch. Rava Omar Lo'ilam Lo'it Epoch. No. But the ikimta that you said that the machlokes, the chachamim, and Rameyer is in such a case a menashe tifti boy, and then we have a problem. It's ipre shemanelo. No, the case is a different case completely. And this case has nothing at all to do with the machlokes, Rameyer, and the chachamim by Nebuchadnezzar. Vahoche, here we're speaking about the Maisa the Osa Mibnei Nosha Askinam. Here we're speaking about that she Yarshind
Meiser Shani. She yashin Meiser Shani. A korov of hers died, and she yashin the Meiser Shani. Now we have a klal that whatever a woman yashins lach and nesuin, that's considered nichsei maluk, and the baal is a schus achilas peich. The Rameya Lataime. And here the machlok is that Rameya says that you're not Moisef Achaymish. Rameya Lataime, Doma Maisa Momen Hegdishu. Maisa Shaini is Momen Gavoya, which means it is not, doesn't belong to the Bailam. I have a schus to eat mishulchan gavoya. That means whenever you're eating maisa shen, you're not eating yours. You have a right, you're invited to eat by the shulchan of the Rabbi Nishlam, so you have a right to eat this maisa shen, but it's not mine. So memele, the maisa shen that she yashend is only she yashend the schus achil of maisa shen, but it's not hers. So if it's not hers, the Chazal were never misakin that the Baal is a schus of nichsei maluk in such moments. The whole takana was, if she yashin money, she yashin chafetzim, he is a schus achilas peiros. That's if it's her money completely. If she yashin the schus achil and shulchan gavoya and momen gavoya, they never made such a takana. So therefore, according to Rav Meir, the Maaser Sheni belongs to her. And we're speaking about that the husband gave the money to make the pidyon. So this is a case that someone else is being paid her ma'aser sheni. It's the husband's money and her ma'aser sheni. So therefore, Rav Meir holds that you're not moisef achaymish. V'loikoni leibal v'rabono letameyu. The Rabbanon hold the Omri Momen Hedit, too. Maaser Sheni is Momen Hedit. That means it's considered the Momen of the owner. So if she yashind Maaser Sheni, so he gets a schus nichsei maluk in this Maaser Sheni. V'koni leibal, so now this Maaser Sheni belongs to him. He is aschus nichsei maluk, aschus achilas peiros. Hilka, and we're speaking about it's his money, so it's his money, and he is aschus achilas peiros in the maaser sheni. So therefore, it's considered that this is a pidyon mitzad the bailam. So if she makes the pidyon, it's shlichus of the balkov, his money. And his ma'aser sheni, so therefore you have to be ma'aser b'chaim. Shlichusa de baal kovda. Let us see what Rashi says. Ta'aisa mi beinosha, shemeis avia, her father had died, v'hoyeloi ma'aser sheni, the father had possessed ma'aser sheni, v'yoshesa, and she yashin this ma'aser sheni, imshal mechosim. With other nechosim, whatever the father had, so she yashin ma'aser sheni, another nechosim. The Yerusha Habolo La'acha Mikan, a Yerusha that she acquires after Nisuin, Nichsei Malukain. That's Nichsei Maluk. V'yukach Bem Karka Bo'ichel Peres. So he has Aschus Achilas Peres in her Nichsei Maluk. V'ramei L'taimei, Doma L'kama Perik Beis Maisa, Mama Gavoya Hu. Maisa Sheini is Mama Gavoya. V'achilosai Mishulchan Gavoya Hu. The pshat is, it's not considered I'm eating my ma'aser sheni. I have a right to eat from the shulchan gavoya. Hilkach, einoi kishan nechosim lemiknayo bal betakanta detikin rabbonon peiris lebal. This is different than all nechosim. That chazal were misakin, that a bal is a schus achilas peiris benichse ishtay. This is not called nichse ishtay. Hilkach loizochi beg, so he has no schus whatsoever in this ma'aser sheni. V'chipol kolei bezuzi debal. Now, when he gives his money to be paid this ma'aser sheni,
Lav mi maisrehu. So this is not called the pidyon is being done through the bailim. The zuzi dechat or maiser dechat. It's her maiser sheni, and it's his money. So mamela, therefore Rameya holds that you're not maiser v'chaimish. The rabbono letamayu da omri momen had you to. V'chayle olei tekanta de rabbono. So mamela, the takana de rabbono was chal on this moment. Uperes lebal kishal nirsei meluk. The kiven the bezuzi the bal polke boy chaimish. So we're speaking about it's his money and his payres. So therefore you have to be meisif a chaimish. Now let us see Taisvis. Ella bezuzi di do ube meiser di day. This was the second akimta of the Gemara speaking about her money. And his maaser sheni, and that the Gemara brought a drasha, ish mi maaseroi v'loi isha. And Rashi had said that it's not considered, the ishta is considered an acher legabi the baal. Perish bekuntris, bezuzi dido, the nichsim look, it's her money, O meiser di day, and it says meiser, misodoysev, isha marachmone mi meisrei, vle isha mi meiser baila. The isha ki acher domye. A isha is like someone else. So mamela, it's her money, and she's someone else, so that someone else's money is being paid the meiser sheni of the baal. Vekoshe le rabbeinu tam. Why are we getting involved in the husband and the wife? If the case is speaking about that it's her money and his maaser sheni, it's her money and his maaser. So the Rashba wants to fanfare, the Rashba wants to say, and see, that's what Rashi said in the beginning, the Avamina was, that, Shehi Kibaila, the Gemara, the Avamina, that they're all, the Ishta Kigufa, Shehi Kibaila, so therefore it doesn't matter, it's her money, it's all one account, it's everything, she and him are one. So Mamela, so the Gemara couldn't say that since it's his Maisa and her money, Mi Maisa Machman Boy Mi Maisa Chaveri. This is Ish V'Ishtoi, so the Gemara wants to say, Fakert, the Pasuk says that Ishtoi is not like Isha. His wife is not like him. That's what the Rash wants to fend for Rash. Amal Kaponim, the Rabbeinu Tam does not like Rashi's Pshat. V'nire l'Rabbeinu Tam d'goras. So Rabbeinu Tam has a different girse l'gamri. Elo bezuzi dido. First the Gemara wanted to say it's speaking about his maaser sheni, his money. So the Gemara says shlichus and the balka of the. So Mamele. So this should be a chiyuv chaimish. So the Gemara says no. It's speaking about bezuzi dido or maaser dido. So the Gemara says, oh, in such a case, it's not Chiv Chaimish, Achi Perushe. Ish Omar Rachmone, the Moisev Chaimish al Maisroi, the Lo Isha. A woman who's paid the Maisel Shaini Shelo, a filu bezuzi dido Maisel dido, a filu hi al Mono Grush. Forget about a wife, we're speaking about a woman. She's an almono or a grusha, and she has maaser sheni, and she has money. Einei meisef is chaimish. She's not meisef a chaimish. The Gemara says, if it's her maaser sheni and her money, by a woman there's no din of a sof is chaimish. What's the swa of the Tanakam? Frek the Rabbeinu Tam, v'hote toni b'teres koinim, b'parshis b'har.
im goyel ye goyel ish mi maisroi le rabois esa isha. I'm just at a merdeke chiddush that gulas isha, there's no din leisofes chaymish. And in Teres Kainim it says, im goyel ye goyel, it says ish, then it says goyel ye goyel akeifa loshen, le rabois esa isha. So an isha is like an ish. So Taisus says, no. That's true, that there's a ribui of goyel yegoyel, that an isha is like an ish, but only le'inyim p'diya davke ma'binin esa isha. The ribui is im goyel yegoyel ish, so we learn now, just like an ish has to be paid his ma'iser sheni, if he doesn't want to take it to Yerushalayim. So im goyel yegoyel, an isha also has to be paid or ma'aser sheni if she doesn't want to eat it in Yerushalayim. L'inyin p'tiya davke ma'binin es isha, v'loy l'inyin chaymish. But l'gabi chaymish, there's take a miut of ish mi ma'isroi, v'loy isha mi ma'isroi. The whole din chaymish is only applicable by a p'diyas ish, and not by a p'diyas ish. Now, the salke daitoch, I would think, hoyel uksivei b'maisa, leman tilmad lira. It says that one of the bonuses one gets, one of the advantages one gets by eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim is leman tilmad liyira. This will bring about tilmad, there'll be tilmad and there'll be liyira. The darshinim neighbor sifri, the god of Maaser shemebili de talmud sheshoye b'shirat b'Yerushalayim lachilas Maaser. I'd just like to say over Tosfos in Baba Basra, bring Daf Chafalef, Medalef, brings down the Sefri, and the Sefri says as follows, Godel Maaser Sheni Shemevi Lidei Talmud. Maaser Sheni brought about that a person should start learning. Now, Mayin Shemita Leitzah Asinai. Lefi shahoya oimet birushalayim at sheyechol ma'aser sheni shaloi. A person had ma'aser sheni, he had to go to Yerushalayim, and he had to remain there till he finishes eating the ma'aser sheni. Now, he wasn't Yerushalayim already, so he was exposed to see Kahanim Abedosam. He saw how Ayid is supposed to look. For yoroye shekulam oiskim b'mlecha shamayim b'babayideh. Made a murdika roshim on him. He saw the machay vosay by lomoy. He saw how he wasn't the base hamigdash, and he saw kulam oiskim b'mlechesh man b'voida hoyegam u mechaven liyirish shemayim b'oisik b'ter. So when he came back after eating the maisa sheni, and he came back to where he lived, he was a changed person. He was mechaven liyira shemayim ba'isik b'teirim. It's al kaponim. The avoidus al kaponis he didn't have, but teire he had, and this gave him an injection to be isik b'teirim. Fine. So now Taisa says a moyer de kezach. So Taisa says, so you need a ribui to tell us. So now we just found out that the Teicha wanted that the Maaser Sheni should be eaten in Yerushalayim, because the Teicha wanted him to come to Yerushalayim. This is how, like this, he's too busy. This, he has Maaser Sheni, what does he do with it? He has Maaser Sheni, so I have to go to Yerushalayim. Too much Maaser Sheni, so he's paid the money he takes to Yerushalayim, he buys kabonis, I mean, I'll kapon him. So the Maaser Sheni was a magnet to draw him to Yerushalayim. And what's going to be Yerushalayim? Until Madli Yireh, you just come to Yerushalayim. You're a changed person. Aisha, what will she get from Yerushalayim?
when she'll come back, she'll be Isaac B'Teire. Nashim HaPata V'Liba D'Teire. So there'd be a Hava Mina, that she has Maisa Sheini, she lives in Bnei Brak, she can eat a Maisa Sheini in Bnei Brak. What's wrong with Bnei Brak to eat Maisa Sheini? The whole purpose of Yerushalayim is that, to come to Yerushalayim. Either bring the money to Yerushalayim. But the Ika was, that was the underlying factor of that Maisha Sheni, or the main Maisha Sheni, has to be eaten Yerushalayim, to bring them to Yerushalayim, to draw them to Yerushalayim. So I would have a Havamina, that's Afka by Anish. I want him when he comes back to be Isaac B'Teira. Anisha, she's not mitzuv and lima that Torah, so I would think that she could eat a maisa sheni in Bnei Brak. What's wrong with Bnei Brak? So therefore, I need a ribuy of goyel. It's the pasuk in goyel yigoyel ish mi maisoi. So if it would just say goyel ish mi maisoi, I would say, ha, look in the pasuk. Ish has to be goyel mi maisa. He can't, he has to be goyel it. He can't eat it in Bnei Brak. But that's called ish mi maisa. Aber an Isha, she doesn't have to be poided. She can eat it in Bnei Brak. So that's why it says, in goyel, ye goyel. No, that a riboy, Anisha also has to be goyel. Anisha also has to come to Yerushalayim. Why? I'm not saying time of the crop, but that's Akaponim. That's Pshat in the Ribuy Aposik. The Ribuy Aposik is coming to tell us that that women also have to come to Yerushalayim, and they have to, or if they have to be paid in the Maisa Sheni. That's why you have a ribuy of goyel yigoyel. V'hava mine isha kiven v'lav bas liba to lesib v'dine maisa. I mean, she can eat it in Bnei Brak, loch yitzach l'ribuyye. Period. But l'maisa, there's a miyut of ish mi maisroi v'loi isha. This is also true. Ish is a miyut on isha. So how do I understand, here I have a ribuy, we're marba nisha, and here I have a miyut, we're mamayit anisha. So Tais says, you know what it is? There's a happy median. Adin gu'ule applies by anisha also. She also has to go to Yerushalayim. She also, or be poided and take the money to Yerushalayim. But in chaimish, she doesn't have to give a chaimish. So I have a miyut and a ribuy. Adin Gu'ula applies. She cannot eat it in Bnei Brak, but Din Chaimish, which is Mutal ala Bailim, to be Moisev, this Din does not apply to her. So Taisva says, Vahodim Emayit B'Teiras Koyinim Cotton may ish. The Torah's kainin says ish v'loy cotton. Hochenami avi motzli mute isha michaimish. The Benetam says this ish is not only a meat on cotton, this ish is a meat on isha also. She's part of a machaimish. Kediyama hochen. Elo mishum de rabbi bahikra gufe isha mim goel yigoel. The Teres Kainim alone brings down the ribuy of Goyel Yegoyel with Malbanisha. So therefore, the Teres Kainim did not want to stop, the sound confusing is Nechel Eleminkit Ish Veloy Kotten Elamuti Legamri Akotten Bechlalas Alav Bar Pediye. So that is why the Teres Kainim speaks about the Teres Kainim is Marbe Noshim Ligule and Memayit Ktanim Migule, but between you and me, from this Ishwa Memayit Noshim from Chaimish. That is Pshat according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Umiyu, Taisha says, Bechinam iske Rabbeinu Tam leman tilma. Is the Rabbeinu Tam went into Drush over here, went to time of the Krah. The Rabbeinu Tam says, you know why we need a ribui that Noshim Achayev Bepinyin? Because I would think, since the Tam is leman tilma, so they don't have to be paid. They can eat it in Bnei Brak. This is not necessary. Havi motzel amem de itzach l'rabo isi shalin yin p'diye noi teise kadai til mutim ish l'gamri kech matin en kotten. You don't have to go into the time of the Krah. I have a miyot ish v'loi kotten ish v'loi isha. I have a miyot over here. And by kotten I'm a mayot everything. There's no din p'diye by a kotten. There's no din chaymish by a kotten. So without the goyel, ye goyel, I would say that there's no din p'diyah by an isha also. On lomdus, why, what, and when. I would say ish is a miyut an isha. That's why you need goyel, ye goyel, to tell me that there is, in reality, there is a miyut an isha, but there's a ribuy an isha also. And now we make the happy medium. The miyut is an chaymish, and the ribuy is that is a dimpidium. So al kaponim, the Rabbeinu Tam is a new gilsa and a new mahalach and a gvaldik and chiddush that noshim apoidais maise sheni shalohem, they do not have to be maise b'chaymish. Fine. Now Taisus goes back on Rashi's pshat. Uma she perish bekunteris, de zuzi dido, haino nichse melut. Let's go back to Rashi's pshat. He says, Eis Rashi lem pshat, I will say that the Barais is speaking about that it's her money of nichse melut. It's his maise sheini. So the Gemara asked, the zicher is not din chaymish, because it says, ish v'la isha, is considered a pitin ha'idei acha. Taisa says, you don't need a posik, but I don't say ish v'la isha, you could say, ma'is roi, v'la mi ma'is ha'chavei. Okay. But the whole pshat of Rashi, Taisa says, is also not right. V'la yin ehira. Nekiven shehein b'rshusoi, Umashe konso isha kona baile. What is Tamazai Pshat in what Rashi says? Mois of Nifsei Meluk. So he has aschus achilas peiris. So this money is Bershusai. So why should there not be a sofis chaymish? Umashe konso isha kona baile. Kizuzi didaych shivi. And Taisva says, I'll prove it to you. What's the maskonis agamore? The maskonis agamore is kidzi oma gabi maisa da osi mi bnei nosho. So the maskonis agamore was that she yashin maisa sheini, and according to the chachomin, the maisa sheini is mom and hedyet. So since there is a takon of nichse meluk a mom and hedyet, so it's considered his maisa and his money, so you see a maisa v'chaymish. So Taisha says, hashma lo'os l'chama mashepicha medaba. Let me ask a pertinent question. It's his maisa? It's nichse meluk? He has an achil, aschus, achilas, peiris from the maisa. It's not his maisa. Akoponim the Gemara says, no, if he has aschus, achilas, peiris from this maisa sheini, it's called his maisa. As I stated in the Gemara. So what's the difference? If it's he has a schus achilas peiris in the miser sheini of hers, it's considered his miser and his money. So what'll be if she has money of nisei maluk and he has a schus achilas peiris in her money? So it's also, and it's his maisa sheini. If you tell me schus achilas peiris is equivalent to his, by maisa sheini you tell me that. So by our money, it's also his money. So memele, so the Gemara says that there's no chiyah v'yisof is chaymish, chas v'shalom. The zikha chiyah v'yisof is chaymish.
ומאשר קונט אישה קונה בילה כזוזי דידך שיבה כדאומה גבי מייסה דוס מבין נושה דקוני לו בל למען דיומה מייסה מומן הדיתו ידי שליחוס את דבל כל עובדה סו ממילה עצם פשטן רשי יזווי ישווה. There's a very mechudishtike teretz that the Rashba says, and the Rishash wanted to say it also, and it's very mechudishtike. Let us just say over what they say. They want to say a mechudishtike zach. We're speaking about money of Nichsei Maluk. Whose money is this? So they taine lechayre, it's her money, it's her money. What's the deal? You have to go and purchase a karka, and he has a schus achilas peiros. But the karka, let's say she has $100 of cash. She has $100 of cash. So you purchase a karka that's worth $100, which belongs to her, and the peiros that will come out from this karka will belong to him. But the $100 belongs to her. That's, he's a schus to Avachilas Peiros. So Mamela Rashi held, so that's called her money. In a schus that you can get profits from my money, but if I'm paida with my money, it's called my money. It's not called your money. In a schus, you can derive profits from it, fine. But it's called my money. Fine. Now what Taisus asked the Kasha, the Gemara says by Maisa Sheini, not like that. The Gemara says, that by Maisa Sheini, if it's her Maisa Sheini, and he gets a schus, Nisei Maluk, so it's called his Maisa Sheini, his money, Yemaisa Vachemish. That was Taisa's Kash. So the Rashba and the Rishash, let me tell you something. A Maisa Sheini, you cannot, what do you do with Maisa Sheini? You can't purchase a karka with it, you know? Maisa Sheini can only be paid it on money. You can't purchase a karka of Huay Chal Peiros. There's no such thing. So the whole concept by money is you can purchase a karka. Here, you have to eat the Maisa Sheini if you're in Yerushalayim or else you're Mechalot. But let's say we're in Yerushalayim. Let's say they live in Yerushalayim. So finish. You have to eat the Maisa Sheini. There's nothing. So they say, Amuyim Dikechidush. So they say, so here you have Maisa Sheini, which you can split, have a Keren and Peiros. He has a Schus Achilas Peiros. That means by money that she has, you buy a Karka, and the profits that will come out, the Peiros will come out from this Karka belongs to him. He has a Schus Achila. Here, let's say we have Maisa Sheini in Yerushalayim. Let's make it interesting. Maisa Sheini, we can't buy anything with it. This has to be eaten. So the Rashba says, you know who eats it? Him. He eats up the whole Keren. And she doesn't have anything. The whole aloche that we said the Keren is hers and the Achilas Peiros is his, if we can satisfy both Stodim, so we say the Keren is yours, and then we have the Achilas Peiros. But if the only way he could have his Achilas Peiros is by eating up the Keren, so no Kerenis is. So she is like nothing. That's what the Rashba Rishash wants to say to Fa'emfer Rashi. Amoyre dike chidish. The Chazanish has to ask him, Sarai from the Gemon. Ksum is not like that. There's no such thing that a Baal has a schus to eat up the Keren. They never gave him such a schus. And they gave him a schus to derive profits. Al Kaponim, this is Tosfos Kasha, this is the teretz of the Rashba and the Rishash. Lochein nirali. So Tosfos says, so, if, afilu according to Rashi's pshat, that there's such a concept, her money in his Maaser Sheini, so we can't say that she yarshin the money, because then automatically it's his money. It's nichsei maluk. L'chein nirli de zuzi di do mairi. Now,
The rest of the Taisus we will not say, because the Marshon, the Maram doesn't understand what Taisus is saying, so we won't go into that. But the Marshon says, and the Rashba Taka says this Pshat, the Maram says, I'm scared to make a grais in Taisus. About Kaponim, the Marshon says that Taisus means to say that the husband gave her a matonim. Playing a shayla that she should have money, and he should have Maisu Shani. So Taisus, we have had Taisus before, said if the husband gives her a matana, belongs to her completely, and he has no schus achilas peiros whatsoever. That's what Taisus said before. So that's what the Marsha wants to say. Could be that pshat in Taisus, and Taisus doesn't say that, so you have to make a whole bunch of guys in about koponim that the Rashba Lamaisis says. I mean, when he brings down Taisus kasha, so he says, you could say that it's speaking about not the way Rashi says that Shiyash, and then we have a problem with Simalut. You can say it's speaking about, if you want to just find the case that she has money, and he has Maisa Shani, and Aliba de Kula Alma, there's no Chaimish. So you can say it's speaking about that he gave her a matona the money, and if a husband gives a wife a matona, so then he has no Schus Achilles Peiris, and this Taisa I've mentioned before. So that L'chayre would be an eitzah how to say akbonim according to Rashi's mahalach that this is a pidyon al yidei acher that she got money through a matona mibailo. I would like to correct myself. We're not speaking about Yerushalayim because we're speaking about that there's still a din pidyon. The Rishash says, he brings down as follows. Given this non soifer call of the Meiser Sheni, then Leichen Avodim the Kakois mid May Meiser Sheni. So, the Rishash brings down a Mishneh Meiser Sheni that the May Meiser Sheni, you cannot purchase Avodim the Kakois. He says you can only purchase with May Meiser Sheni Kabonis of food. So, therefore, that is the teretz on to differentiate between Maiser Sheni of Nichsei Meluk and Mois of Nichsei Meluk. Mois of Nichsei Meluk, it's considered her money, and he has a schus to derive profits from it through taking this money and purchasing a karke. So there we can split the keren from the payas. Masha'en came by Maiser Sheni, we cannot split the keren from the peiros because you'll be Mechalo Maiser Sheni. So with the dummy, we can only buy food. You can't buy a karka or a vodim. So the whole concept of Maiser Sheni or the May Maiser Sheni will only be, it has to be eaten up. So that is the chiddush, if it has to be eaten up. So then the schus achilas peiros that the Baal has from Nichsei Meluk goes as far as he has a right to eat, to be mechala the keren, he can eat up the whole keren. And that is why the Gemara says for Dovah Poshet, if we hold Maiser Sheni, his mom and hedit, so it's considered his money. Let us go further. Tana, we learned in a baraisa, yoytzei b'shein v'ayin v'roshei eivorim she'enom choyzrim. He says, one of the yitzias of an Eved Knani is that if the Odin was took out a shein v'ayin or any of the roshei eivorim she'enom choyzrim, so he goes out lecheres. What does Rashi say? Tone yeitze b'shein v'ayin amas nisen koi. Roshei eivorim chov daletein. There's 24 roshei eivorim. Shnuyim meitzel negoyim. Maisel lekamon b'shmaiten lechov dalet roshei eivorim. She'ein choizrim. And we're talking about roshei eivorim that they are not replaceable. They will not grow back. Im not lo. Ki shein v'ayin, just like shein v'ayin, not speaking about a baby tooth, we'll see, we're speaking about a tooth of a second tooth of a person or an ayin. So we learn, just like Shein V'ayin, if they were removed, they're not replaceable. So the Chav Bal Rosh Evom is also the same thing. So if the Odin was Mechasa, one of the Chav Bal Rosh Evom, so the Eved goes out L'cheiros. Just let's see the bottom Taisus. Tana Yaitse B'Shem V'ayin V'Tana Didon D'Loi Tana Lu. Why doesn't our Mishnah mention this? The Mishnah mentions the Yitziyah B'Beknani B'Shtar B'Kesef. And what's with the goes out B'Shem V'ayin B'Shem D'Sovet D'Tzorech Get Shich. Later we can see there's a Machloikis. There's a Machloikis Tanoim. If you need a Get Shich to be Matar the Issa to Abbas Choyren. So Memele, so Atan holds in either Shtar Saibus, that's why he wants to speak about the complete Yitzias. The complete Yitzias with Kesef or with Shtar. Shein V'ayin is not a complete Yitzias because you have to write a Shtar Shich. Al Koponim, that's why our Mishnah didn't mention it, but the Baraisa mentions it. So the Gemara says, now how do we know, you just had a mouthful now, that, also, an Eviknani goes out L'cheiros. So Moses says, Bishloim me Shein V'ayin Ksibi. The Pasuk mentions Shein V'ayin. Elo Roshe Eivorim Minolon. How do you know that he goes out by Roshe Eivorim? So Moses says, we make a mamotzino. Dumye de Shein V'ayin. Ma Shein V'ayin Mumin Shebegolui Ve'einam Chayzrim. They have these two characteristics as Goli, and it seems the Shein is also called Goli, even speaking about the Molders, but it's also called Epis Goli. Ve'inam Chayzrim, Havkol Mumin, Shebe Goli, Ve'inam Chayzrim, it also goes out L'cheiros. Frech the Gemara, how can you make a Mamotzino from Shein V'ayin? Ve'eime Lehevi Shein V'ayin, Kishnei Ksuv Maboim Ke'echot, that means if you can make a mamatzin, let it say ayin alone. Why does he have to say shein? So if it said shein, shein is coming to tell you because you can't learn out from ayin. And that's why I'm telling you it's only shein and ayin. That's the lamdas of shnei ksuv maboim keechod. That if two psukim are telling us the same aloche, which theoretically I can learn out one from the other, so this is the agilui that you can't make a mamatzinu from these two psukim, and it's dafka these and all over not. So the Gemara says tzrich because of achmon shein. No, you can't learn out ayin from shein or shein from ayin. You can't learn. Because of achmon shein. I would think even the baby tooth also. It's a shame. So I think if he has an Ebed cotton and he took out a baby tooth from him, so he's also goes out L'cheiros. Because of Rachmona Ayin, that shame is to be Dumya da Ayin. Ma Ayin de Nechoiza, Av Shein de Nechoiza. Because of Rachmona Ayin, Havamine Ma Ayin Shenivro Imoy. That ayin is that he was born with it. Such an eved that was born with. Av kol shenivra imoy. It has to be similar to ayin. Avol shein loy. The second teeth he wasn't born with them. So I would think shein is worse than ayin. Yisriche. So that means really I need shein v'ayin to tell me two aloches of shein. One aloche is that shein the cholov you're not meitzi lecheiros. The second halacha is that I would think that you need dum yedayin the nivra imoy is kamash malon that you don't need nivra imoy. Let us see Rashi. Shein chayzrin im notlon kishein v'ayin v'goma b'mem matzinam. So the Gemara asks, we have a klal ein melamdim midaloy ksiv echad V'nigma kulumineh. If you can make a mamatzin, let it say one, and we'll learn everything from that. Tzrichi the loygama chad michapri. You can't learn out one from the other. I need davke shem vayin. Hilkach loyboin keechod nino. It's not two psukim which are telling us the exact same halacha. Shein dechalav, shein sheyonakba, a shein that he nursed with. Dasid lachlifa kegayim be'evet cotton. So that is why you need the shein ba'ayin.